Only 9,000 of the 66,000 people that have applied for a grant have so far been told they're going to get it, and not all of those have been paid for it. And I have to say, I resent how you're trying to put the blame for this back on the students, telling us here today that 21,000 of the 21,000 of the remainder are awaiting on documentation. Well, I put it to you, Minister, that that's not the students' fault. That's because the system you and your minister and Minister Quinn set up is unable to deal with the job that's been given it. And in many cases, and did not go back to the students to inform them of the additional documentation they required until very recently. All that's happening with the rest of them at the moment is that they're being checked, Minister. And in fact, what you're saying is going to happen with those is that you expect 40% of those to be sent back to students because you expect they won't have the complete documentation. What that tells us, Minister, is it's not the students' fault. It's very deliberately Minister Quinn's fault. Minister Quinn has been nowhere to be found as this problem has been growing and turning into a crisis. And what we've been told here today is that they may be processed by Christmas. Well, Minister, how are they going to be processed by Christmas when you're expecting to send 40% of those that are still to be checked back? The reality is this is a mess, Minister. And the type of gone hiding response we've seen from Minister Quinn gives me little confidence that this problem is going to be sorted out. And what I'd say to you here today is to go back and sit down with Minister Quinn and get this situation under control as quickly as possible.